Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And there is a story about a Wauwatosa mom upset after Uber driver abruptly ends trip for her teen daughter. I guess she feels that the Uber ride set up for her 14-year-old daughter, she said it went wrong. Letitia Ward's daughter had finished her lead to change classes at UWM, and they ordered an Uber, and something took place. We got the video for you. This is TMJ4. The mother's upset once again. Let's listen.
Well, back here in Milwaukee, a mom left angry and looking for answers after her teenage daughter was dropped off on the side of the road and her Uber ride suddenly canceled without warning. Letitia reached out to TMJ4 News for help, and our Mike Biermeister followed up tonight.
Letitia Ward tells me she's upset and felt that she needed to share her story with us after an Uber ride for her daughter Kylie went terribly wrong. And this is where it all started.
It started as a typical ride last Saturday for Letitia's 14-year-old daughter. The driver named Robert began to take her home to Wauwatosa after her classes at UWM Zilber College of Public Health.
And when the driver got there, she called me on the phone. I talked to her while she got in the car. I heard her say hello. Got off the phone with her.
Just a few minutes later, in less than a half mile, she received another call.
She called me crying, and I'm like, well, what's going on? She was like, he told me to get out. He put me out saying he's sick, and I'm saying, what? She didn't know where she was.
Ward tells me the driver had dropped her off near 14th and Highland. Instead of turning back around and taking her back,
I talked to her. She went in this BP gas station. The man that was in there, he said, ma'am, I have her. She's safe. And I was just like, please just keep my daughter there.
The clerk stayed with her daughter until Letitia arrived. An experience that's left her shaken up, and it didn't end there.
They gave me such a hard time of trying to report the situation.
Feeling like she had nowhere to turn, Letitia reached out to TMJ4 News. So we contacted Uber. The company tells me they are investigating and provided this statement saying, we take these concerns seriously and can't imagine how distressing the situation must have been. We are committed to the safety of riders and have taken appropriate action. Ward says she had not heard a response from Uber until we started asking questions today. Now she's just happy her daughter is safe.
Like, I thank God nothing happened to my daughter.
In Milwaukee, Mike Biermeister, TMJ4 News.
And I'll say this. This is a good kid. And these are kids that are doing things. These are parents that are trying to do the right thing. We always talk about the opposite where we have to, hey, the parents need to do their job. They need to do this and that with the child. But then we see stories like this, you know, where this mother and her 14-year-old were unnecessarily inconvenienced by an Uber driver. And I'll say this, you know, you can't win. You can't win for losing. You can't lose for winning. It's a thin line in our community because we have these conversations and then we try to say, well, parents need to do more. But then we see stories like this where parents who are doing more are being treated and the kid, they're being mistreated. So, you know, we got to walk that thin line to where this is why I stay neutral and I try to fight all sides. I try to fight everything. You know, I try to go after, you know, I don't allow the, you know, the rhetoric and the talk. Yeah, parents need to do more. We know that. But then we got situations where the parents who are doing more getting struck down. She had to go to the news to try to get some help with the situation when it came to Uber. I mean, like I said, you can't win for losing sometimes when you look at situations like this. And I, when I saw this story, I'm like, this is a mother who her 14-year-old, she finished, you know, some classes at UWM, Zellber College of Public Health. And then this kid, what is it does to this kid psychologically when something goes wrong like this? And then the mother has to try to step in to fight something as simple as an Uber ride. DJ Brother Z, make it make sense. Like, you know, a lot of people, when we talk about violence, we talk about all this other stuff that's going on, but we hardly ever have to talk about the struggle that the decent parents that are doing what they have to do have to go through to fight to make sure that their child is well represented. And this shouldn't have never took place. This shouldn't have never took place. I'm hoping that I can get her on the show to see what the solution was with Uber. Speaking of college, there is another story that we gotta discuss, because this happened. I got this story over the weekend, Truth Nation. I got this story over the weekend. It's a story about a Marquette University senior found unalived in his apartment. Marquette University senior was found dead in his apartment last Thursday evening. Police found 21-year-old John Kosher dead around 5:20 p.m. in his off-campus apartment east on 14th and Wales. That's not too far from here. 14th and Wales. We got some video of this. I'll say this. You got to keep your head on a swivel, because folks, regular folks, don't just come up unalive. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Yeah, they are, as are his parents. They tell us their son was the light of their lives. They are scheduled to be in Milwaukee tomorrow as they continue to process this heartbreaking loss. On Marquette University's campus.
That's terrible. It's just, it's really sad to hear.
A community mourns.
It was just sad because, like, the fact that one of, like, Marquette, but especially business school, like, it's just super sad to see one of our fellow peers and, like, people to go to class with passed away.
Thursday night, police found 21-year-old Marquette business student John Kosher dead in an off-campus apartment near 14th and Wells. A cause of death still a mystery, listed on the medical examiner's report as undetermined.
Oh, very positive. Every time he saw me or anyone, smile on his face, and always, like, talkative, very always, like, willing to talk, and very down to earth.
A senior set to graduate in just a few months, Kosher majored in finance and marketing and was active in the university's investment club.
He'd come to the meetings. He'd always ask, like, oh, like, try to figure something else new, always trying to learn. And every time I went to eat with some friends, he worked at the Annex. And, like, every time I went there, he was always there.
Friends say he had a competitive nature and a good spirit.
I hung out with him here and there, and he would, every time, it was a great time. And he was very positive man.
Kosher's parents not ready to go on camera Friday, telling 12 News faith was incredibly important to Kosher. Marquette planning to host a mass next week in his honor. Family now keeping the same faith John cherished as they move forward.
Now, TJ, we know the family requested an autopsy.
Yeah, that's right. And according to the medical examiner's demographic report, that autopsy was completed this morning. Those results still pending at this hour.
All right. Well, we're going to keep everybody updated. Once again, my condolences to everybody affected negatively from this situation, the Kosher family. You know, somebody tagged me in this. And I, you know, I'm here. You know, if the family, you know, hey, you know how I get down. All I'm saying is when they tagged me, as I looked through this, and then they said that they asked for an autopsy. They looking at the body or whatever. They trying to, you know, they got, you know, they looking at it. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that if it's, you know, if it's foul play, then, like I said, you know, then, you know, we'll switch gears. But I'm trying to let everything play out. But people kept tagging me in this situation. And I tell y'all, when I talk about community, when things happen, tragic things happen in our community, they going to try to reach out. This is what we do. We try to get in there and try to, you know, do what we do, hit them and try to make sure that the innocent life that was affected can get a positive outcome for those that are that remain. And maybe if there's somebody on the loose, or maybe if there's need to the family, we try to help with that. But at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to see situations like this, no matter where it's happening, even on the Marquette campuses. We talk about the senseless violence that's happening in the clubs. We talk about the senseless violence that's happening in our neighborhoods. And we don't know what this is, because, you know, they still don't have a clue. It's undetermined with this situation. But I tell you, people reach out to me on all levels. Hopefully, you know, we can get some kind of answers from the autopsy report. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you and only you. Yeah.
101, 7 and Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got to head over to Racine. Now, this was last week. This happened last week, but I got to catch up to it because I wanted to talk about this because people was hitting me up saying, Tory, did you see what happened in Racine? I said, no, I'll have my hands full. Sometimes I'll be having my hands full, Truth Nation. I can't tell you how many times I have to leave out this off this air and go get right back into the block. I have to go right out there and advocate for families that's requesting my services. But I'll tell you this. I want to touch on this situation before we get too far from it. Parents and neighbors are on high alert. They were on high alert at Gilmore Fine Arts School after Racine County sheriffs arrested a 43-year-old Paul Shelton of Racine for violating his sex offender status by filming the children, DJ Brother Z. He was out there trying to film the kids at the school. Sick. And I've been trying to see. I'll tell you this. We better come together. We better come together because I'll tell you, as a community, as a whole, in families, we got to come together because there's a bunch of sick things going on right in our neighborhoods, in our community. And sometimes when we are not paying attention, or we divided, or we're being distracted, these people can fall into the cracks. These kids can fall into the cracks, and these people can hide in the cracks. We got video on what took place in Racine. Let's listen.
Very shocking, because I didn't know anything about it.
First at 10, concern tonight in Racine after families learn about a convicted sex offender is accused of recording kids at a school. That man facing a list of new charges tonight stemming from an alleged incident earlier this month at Gilmore Fine Arts School. Some parents tell our Mike Biermeister they won't be letting their kids walk to school anymore.
Oh, wow.
Parents I spoke with that send their kids here to Gilmore Fine Arts often let their kids walk to and from school, but now they're considering some changes after court documents reveal a sex offender was allegedly caught filming his kids and others on school property.
Very shocking, because I didn't know anything about it.
Jennifer Baker will now watch her two children closely while heading to school after I broke the news to her.
My daughter especially is not going to walk to school by herself or get home also by herself, so she will be picked up at all times.
According to court documents, investigators were tipped off about Paul Shelton of Racine walking onto Gilmore School property, even though he never had permission from the school district, according to the criminal complaint. A violation of his sex offender registration. Shelton would allegedly record his daughters on his cell phone tickling each other during school pickup. The tipster believed the two girls looked uncomfortable due to their body language. In one instance, a complainant said the 43-year-old recorded their daughter and other students, prompting them to hug each other and to hug a tree without parental consent. I tried to speak with Paul about it.
Hey, is Paul there?
A woman answered the door
and
then closed and locked it. Court documents also show that when questioned by investigators, Shelton was advised he could not go on school property without RUSD permission, but he claimed he was told different. I also spoke with concerned neighbors who lived nearby the school, like Gary Beasley, a grandfather and great-grandfather.
My 8-year-old great-granddaughter might want to ride her bike around the block. And there's this guy hanging out over there? That's not right.
Shelton now faces charges for failing to notify the school of his sex offender status, photographing a minor without consent, failing to update his information, and 3 counts of misdemeanor bail jumping. All of these charges now forcing parents like Jennifer to be more on the lookout.
We need to be a little bit more precautious about what we do with our kids.
If convicted, Shelton faces just under 12 years in prison. In Racine, Mike Biermeyer.
And those that are regular listeners to the show, y'all know every show, I don't go not one show telling y'all to make sure that y'all paying attention to what's going on with the youth, with these kids, because sometimes with our busy life schedules, with the things that we're doing, the day-to-day rigmarole of living, sometimes we get busy. And I think that we always got to get that reminder. I always try to make sure I be there. I got 3 hours on the air. What is it to me to try to help y'all understand that we got to keep an eye on these young kids, because there are people out here that are after them. They're trying to take advantage of their innocence. And we got to make sure that no matter where it's at, whether it's school, whether it's church, whether it's out with family members, we got to continue to have these conversations. Why? Because if all it takes is one incident, one time to ruin an innocent life, okay? And many times when you look at the situation that took place right here, he got the video recording, trying to record the kids hugging on the tree. He got the kids trying to, play with each other and trying to photograph it and whatever he was trying to do. How did he get that close up on the kids in the first place? He wasn't even the staff at the school. How was he able to get on top of these kids? Maurice M says, is it safe for our loved ones anymore? This is beyond ridiculous. Children and the vulnerable should be off limits. And you know what? The children and the most vulnerable are the ones that are preyed on the most. And I say this, I got a lot of situations over the years where I had to go and deal with the youth. And even though I don't discuss a lot of that, because a lot of that was the families. I would want them to tell the story. A lot of stories I don't say, because if the mom or the family, they sometimes once they get the remedy, they just want to fix it and go on with their lives. And they don't want it all out in the public. Some people just don't want all their business outside in the streets. But I'll tell you this, now more than ever with these devices, and I'll say it again, with these devices, you got to be on your toes. You got to be on your feet when it comes to what's going on in these streets. And everybody didn't went technological. The criminals didn't went technological. Everybody on technology, and you saying you don't want to deal with it, but you got your kids on it. I don't want to do TikTok. I don't want to do Instagram. I don't want to do none of that. But you allowing the kids to be on there. That's a disadvantage. You at a disadvantage. If you let your kids get online, you should at least know how it works. So you can look in the messaging and looking at the chat. You at least got to know where that at. If you even if you don't have to mess with it, you don't have to be on there, you don't have to be a part of it, but you at least got to know where the information is. So if something happened, you know you could quickly respond to it. Brother Love, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, happy Monday, Tori.
Hey, man. Happy Monday. How you doing, Brother Love?
Oh, man, God is good. God is good. All praises due to God, man. Yes, sir. Tori, I want to chime in on this situation, Tori, about messing with these young girls. Now, I had a lot of friends, guys that I met in the club and stuff, that they liked the young girls, and you know, and a lot of them in jail for that. You know, and I questioned their morality, like, man, why are you looking at her? Why are you looking that way? Look at me. I'm talking to you. Why are you looking at her? I'm talking to you. But a lot of them didn't do it. But, Tori, I want to say that what I want to relate it to is that, you know, black women, how they're promoting the relationship between the black man and the black woman. If our relationship between each other is failed and is degrading, for us to be in a relationship together, you know what I mean? Wouldn't that, and I know it's irrational, unreasonable, and illogical. Isn't that inadvertently promoting to a man, hey, look, don't look at me. Won't the logical next step be for a man to look at a younger girl?
I don't know. I don't think that.
Or even homosexuality. If I'm looking at the woman and she's saying, hey, I don't want you, what a man supposed to do?
Walk away.
But we still have the desire. I'm not going to lose my desire for a woman, and I'm not going to look at her daughter.
Well, what I'm saying is, how well do you deal with rejection? And I'll say this. A lot of people don't understand how to deal with rejection. They take it personal. They take the rejection personal. No, it just ain't. This ain't for you. Try to find out get in a space where what matches for you. You don't have to involve innocent life or harm people because they don't fit what your desire is.
Yes, and I'll promote, man. You know what I mean? If the woman don't want you, you know, don't go in the kitchen and look at the 14-year-old daughter because she in there looking like a grown woman and got a better attitude than her mama. Don't do that. Try to work things out with her and so you can, you know, because that's wrong. They bury men under the jail for looking at young girls. So I agree with you, brother. Keep up the good work.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this, a lot of times when people have issues with, like, I don't do the kids stuff with the grown-ups and the kids. That's trash. And if I have to come after you with and it's involving that, then let it be. It is what it is. I'm going to see you. If the family call me, I'm going to see you. Every time I deal with that stuff, I have to come see folks when you try to dip below the Mason-Dixon line. It has happened. Multiple. That's why I'm telling y'all. I'm trying to get y'all the heads up. But rejection is something that you got to understand that, you know, you can't take that personal. If a woman don't want to be with you and you feel like you got certain desires that you lead it, you go, it's plenty, keep it moving. But a lot of people don't want to keep it moving. They, you know, don't let your ego and your emotions get the best of you to where you do something to where you harm innocent life, because then not only are you trying to ruin somebody else's life, you're going to ruin your own life in the process. Just know that in order to ruin somebody else's life, you must first make the decision to ruin your own life by even doing the act. You actually ruining your life in the act of trying to ruin somebody else's life. Understand that. Winky Blue. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Wayne?
Yeah, I think Brother Love was discussing two different kind of actions here, because the man around the schoolyard is a baby raper.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
The other rape probably is a statutory rape if you're not jumping out of a tree. because you got a lot of little hot ones running around here that look grown, like he said, that will play like they grown. And it's no excuse in the law. You're going to say, Your Honor, she said she was 18. Your Honor, her mama said she was 18. There's no excuse for ignorance of the law. So she got a fake ID. She got it. Look, I got a copy of it. There's still no excuse, brother. They gonna still hammer you down, even when she got a fake ID, man. But this is a this guy here was taking pictures. Now, was it? Did they say them was his kids?
I don't know. They said that these were school kids.
I think they said he was taking pictures of his kids.
No, these were school kids.
I know, but I think was that a teacher saying they would say? I thought they said he was taking pictures of his kids.
I ain't see that.
No, that's what I thought I heard. But
they said like he was at the school.
Well, maybe he was taking pictures to see which one he was going to get, you know? He's going to go back home and review it and see which one is the most vulnerable.
They said he would pick up his daughter
able to be,
with her little sister and record
it. Away from the other kids.
Okay, so they said.
You know, just like the Romeo and Juliet law. A boy can be gone with a girl. And he can be 16 and she can be 14. Well, she turned 18. He turns 18 and she's 16 now. He got to leave that alone.
Hold on. They said he would pick up his daughter and her little sister and record them with his cell phone. But another complaint said he was on a property where he allegedly approached other children and tried to coach them into hugging each other and hugging trees.
Yeah.
Parents intervene.
He's one of them people, man. He's a baby raper. Okay, he's a baby raper. Ain't no other way around it, man. But going back to the Romeo and Juliet law, which we tried to get here, but you can't get. Wisconsin ain't having it right now, anyway. If you 14 and she's 16 and she get pregnant at 15, you got to leave that alone. You got to walk away from that because. She's underage at that point, you know. So these are things, and if you don't, and you got a baby by, but guess what? If you don't, you're going to be a sex offender. You're going to be in that book. You're going to have your picture up there.
And that don't go away.
That don't go away. Look here. We just had a guy in a building, and they were squatters in the building. They went to get him out the building, and the dude was hiding in the bathroom behind the curtain. And I went back there and pulled out and said, man, what you doing in there? You know, the police did not even ask the man his name. So my people went and did a check, you know, a C-cap on him and did some other stuff with the circuit court. And the man is wanted for not registering for sex offenses, man. And the police had him right there. You know, they could have dealt with that guy. But I'll tell you something. There's a lot more other crimes, not to get these guys a pass,
right,
that is hard to rehabilitate people from, man. You know, you can't hardly rehabilitate the dope dealer. They don't look at him bad like that. You can't rehabilitate some burglars, the dope dealer. He just hard to rehabilitate, man. He gonna get out and commit again. So, you know, but they pick on this guy because, you know, it is a heinous crime.
Right.
We don't want our daughters.
Not when it comes to these little kids. And like I said, it's a lot of that going on. It's a lot of that going on. And I tell you, I deal with it all the time. It's a lot of it going on. Folks trying to dip below the Mason-Dixon line. And I tell folks, hey, I'm going to have to handle you with rough hands. And, you know, I know it. I don't know what that feel like to feel like you can't stop doing stuff like that. But I know where you're going to end up if I have to come and deal with you on some stuff like that. And trust me, this is going on all the time. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined by advocate author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a chick who when I touch, I said my face bump, abs tight.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Joining me on the lines is advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. Hey, look, it's a lot going on, but I started out the show because I know you do meditation. So it was self-care month.
Absolutely.
I started out the show talking about meditation, you know, as part of self-care.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to read the definition of people about meditation, and they said it was a powerful way to help control your emotions, help reduce stress, help bring clarity. Meditation. And it's free.
Absolutely.
And meditation, it's free.
And it is free. And meditation is a part of preservation. You know what I'm saying? Like, to preserve your sanity, you need to find a way, you know, to become one with yourself. And again, you know, being that we have been programmed to be so traumatic, oversensitive, over-emotional, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a lot of people just don't know how to be by themselves because the silence is loud. You know what I'm saying? But the reality is take your time, you know, 2 to 5 minutes, whether it's the prayer that you pray, if you pray, you take those moments just to be silent and allow, you know what I'm saying, your mind to become quiet. And if you can't do that, again, go online. There's plenty water meditations. There's a specific one. It's called Zen Wounds that I actually started when I learned how to meditate, you know, because it calms the mind, it calms the body, and it'll have you, you know, at a peaceful state, because the whole goal is to get us to a point where when you're at peace with yourself, you can be in the middle of a war and still be able to think clearly, you know, and not move off of pure emotion. And that way you're able to strategize. So, again, whether it be, you know, a walk in nature and just hear the wind, hear the birds chirping, you know what I'm saying? Even to the point of, I mean, I got so good at blocking out, you know, everything else that just hearing cars drive by gave me a sense of peace. You know what I'm saying? Like on a busy street, just standing on a bus stop or whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying? But meditation is definitely powerful because it puts the mind, the body, and the soul and the spirit, it aligns it. It allows you to, you know, become one with yourself, and that's the main idea.
And how do
you
people,
know what I'm saying? Like,
and how would you know? Because I know you listen to water. You play the water. Water meditation.
Yes, water and yep, absolutely, absolutely.
So there's different types of meditations, but I know you many times you didn't send me water frequencies to say listen to the water. And what does that do?
Yes. So listening, the water meditations that I send you is for, like, breaking down stress, for healing the inner child. Again, when we're talking about frequency, every time me and Tori talk about frequency and vibration is because that's what the world harmonizes off of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's various. They have various meditations. You just find one that makes you feel calm inside, because they have like rain, thunder meditations, you know, where it's raining and it's thunder, or you can do the rolling tides one, or there's the rainforest one, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's
because
so
when
many
we
variations.
Was kids, when it rained outside, we used to go to sleep, you know, listening to the rain. We used to,
oh, yeah.
Everybody would just kind of get in a space where we would fall asleep when it was thunderstorming,
yeah,
and rain,
grandma,
and we would,
you couldn't,
yeah,
you couldn't turn on the TV or nothing,
you
no way.
Yeah.
You know, grandma be like,
right,
God working. So
right,
turn everything
right
off. And we sit
all
in the
electricity,
dark, you know,
gotta
listen to God.
Gotta turn off
work
all the electricity.
Absolutely.
And
everybody better be still.
And I believe that something was going on, because every time it started raining, they was always wondering about the lightning striking somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, you know, don't. When you think back to all the things that your grandparents, your parents used to do, like it was power in that, you know what I'm saying? Just in the midst of just the respecting nature. And while lightning and raining is happening, because it's also giving life to something and maybe killing something else. However, the same time of you having respect just for nature gives you that ability to have that respect and take that place for yourself, for your own well-being. Because if you could stop for a second while it rained and listen to the nature, because again, that white noise is what they call it, you know what I'm saying? Like of the rain hitting the roof of the house or hitting the windows, you know what I'm saying? It becomes soothing. You know what I'm saying? Like it puts you in a peaceful state. And when you're in a peaceful state, you're able to have clarity. That means you're going to think better. That means you're going to move better. That means your behavior can change in the midst of that. So I would advise, you know, because again, a lot of us, when you fresh out of the world and trying to go into meditation, it's chaos to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're getting distracted by everything. Even a fly passing by distract you, because the goal is to keep you distracted so you can't tap in. But the ability for you to find something that you like, because even they even got sounds of wind, the wind blowing. You know what I'm saying? Like different variations. You just have to find what it is you need and start off, you know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. And as you grow, you're going to find things that are going to keep you at peace. And those are your go-tos when you in stressful situations, when you are thinking about that things can't change. When you turn that on, it'll give you a whole nother sense of peace. Therefore, your battle was already won after you able to go into your space and know that you don't have to worry no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm finna go clear my mind. You know, and then you wake up the next day and what you were worried about before you listened to that, you have an answer for it the next day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Things
got clarity.
Get clearer for you.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's powerful.
And that's why I tell people, like, sometimes when you get upset, before you start talking out the side of your face, you know what I mean? Like, because that's what stress will do. It'll explode. You know what I mean? And many times at that point, you're not concerned with the feelings of others. You're not concerned about what your words are going to do to someone. You're just trying to unload what you've been holding in.
And what you don't understand that as above, so below. You know what I'm saying? And the words that you spit out here, be ready to receive those. Your words and your actions will come back to you. It's like a boomerang. You know what I'm saying? So the venom that you spend for somebody else eventually becomes the venom that gets spit at you. The reality is, don't diss nothing that you can't take. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
Everything that you put out here, the harm that I do to you is the harm that I'm doing to me. Because it's going to double back. It always do. What goes up got to come down. And that's what we don't realize. A lot of times when the world got you under pressure, and we know that pressure busts pipes, when that pipe busts, if it don't bust in righteousness, then it grows in wickedness. You know what I'm saying? So the reality is, find a way to catch a breath, catch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because the majority of the time, like I said, the coldest thing I ever learned in the last 48 years is that my silence speaks louder than my voice could ever. You know what I'm saying? And when you recognize that's a superpower, is when you start to elevate beyond levels of beyond your understanding.
I agree. And I always tell people, when you are upset, or many times when you want to lash out, and you got to find a way to remove yourself and get away from what's causing the trigger, and then give yourself time to come up with a more logical, reasonable way to approach the situation. Because in the moment, in the heat of the moment, something small could turn into a huge, enormous issue. And even worse than it was. It could turn even worse than it was before you even exploded. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it just got worse.
That's why you shouldn't allow yourself to get there. You shouldn't allow yourself to get there, especially in our community, because like I said, that the way we've been programmed is to crash out, to get in demon time. You know what I'm saying? Like to explode. And the majority of the time, the traps that set for us is those emotional traps.
Right.
You know, people try to poke the bear to get you to come outside your body, because the goal is to get you outside your body, because that's what they truly can attack. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the reality Even if you watch Bruce Lee and he said flow like water, like all of those were meditation things. You know what I'm saying? When you don't swim against the current and you allow it to flow to take you wherever it is that you need to be, you understand that divine timing is at work and that everything is for a reason. Nothing. There's always been a method for the madness. You just have to make sure that you have the ability to see clearly no matter where the flow takes you, that you always have control, because a person that don't have no control is pure chaos.
Mm. All right. Well, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Woo! Y'all know how, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go!
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs, then they after me.
Bam.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown. It's been a long show today. It's a lot going on. I want to get your final thoughts.
I mean, again, main idea, you know, is self-preservation, you know, and what we need to do, especially in a time like right now, you know, where we're all under attack pretty much, but the real attack is on our minds, you know, the things that we've been taught to believe in that was for our demise. The main idea is we have to get back to ground zero, which is loving oneself, empowering oneself, and so we can love and empower others. And I think ain't no better time than the present that you chose, you know, the self-love, self-care topic, because we're, again, right now we're facing the new year, which is April, is when things come out of the slump of winter and the new flowers start to bloom and things like that, because, again, that was also told to us backwards. So we would set up those New Year's resolutions and wonder why we failed, because it was wrong. New Year's starting in April. You know what I'm saying? When the trees, the buds on the trees start coming out, the rain that's bringing new flowers and things like that. So it's pivotal that we get real in tune with self-care, self-love, because to change anything in this world, we must first change ourselves, and we got to do that one step at a time. And so powerful as always. Thank you for being who you are. And like I said, I look forward to 2020 thrive. We in it. We got to own it. And it's only up from here.
Right. And I'll tell you this, and if you ain't signed up for that cleanup, April 12th, we got to get you signed
that
up.
That part.
Look, I'm going to tell you this.
Get active.
If you signed up for the last location, you will be given free lunch provided by Cousin Subs, and it's sponsored by 1MKE. It's powerful. Hey, this is we early in the season.
Outside.
We early in the season. It's
absolutely.
April 12th will be here before you know it.
Absolutely. A hop, skip, and a jump away from April 12th. And like I said, get out, do something that's going to make you feel good about yourself. Again, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. And we're in a process right now about getting active, because when you get active, can't nobody tell you what's going on, because you're going to already be in the know. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole goal. Once you go to connecting with people that's about that work, then the Voltroning happens, and then that's when you see real change, you know? And I think it's a pivotal time right now that all of this is happening harmoniously, because we on a whole vibe, and it's up from here. So salute.
Hey, look, Queen, look. Like I tell people, look, if you want to get ahead of the curve, you got to get out here on the front line. You don't want to always be reactionary. We just want to be able to make sure that we get the progress we deserve. And I'll tell you this,
absolutely,
I appreciate you for being on these front lines, because a lot of times when we see things in real time, we'd be so far ahead of when we see it in real time that, you know, years later people will say the same thing we said 5 years ago.
That part. Hey, that's how you know we work it. It's working. You get what I'm saying? And you would rather, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So, let's get it.
All right, Queen. I appreciate you for calling in today. Hey, they love you in studio now.
One love.
You know they want you to love you in the studio.
Hey, of course. Hey, you know I'm going to run it back every time. I'm going to run it back every time. Every chance I get, you already know. Wherever you at, I'm coming.
All right. I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, Queen. Talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Tyler from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. We got a long week. We got a lot of things to talk about. I got some families coming in this week. I got some organizations with some resources coming in this week. Look, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.